This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. University of Colorado President Mark Kennedy is leaving after just 2 years on the job. His tenure has been marked by controversy over his commitment to diversity and inclusion. University spokesman Ken McConnellogue says that a new Democratic majority board was elected last November.
You know, it's a new makeup of the board, and I think they want to move things in a different direction.
The board will appoint an interim president before conducting a national search for a permanent leader. Local governments are getting their first round of aid this week from the American Rescue Plan. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
Colorado will get $3.8 billion in state aid, and all Colorado counties will get direct aid, too. Their shares will range from $141,000 for San Juan County to $141 million for Denver County. Some of the state's metro areas will also get direct aid, including Grand Junction and Colorado Springs. The American Rescue Plan will also send $31 billion to tribal governments. Rules for how local governments can use the money are more flexible than the last round of federal aid. The funds can go towards public health and economic support, plus water, sewage, and broadband infrastructure. I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Pueblo City Councilman Ray Aguilera died yesterday at the age of 78. He had suffered a heart attack during a council session in January. Aguilera spent 14 years representing part of South Pueblo. This is CPR News.